sing the praises of your squad, but nah, man, take the time.
It's all good.
Your back needs rest. You carry the 49ers this weekend, that's for sure. But like I said, talking about practices coming up next for you. Half the show, at least. No, Brad. Brad is he's a hardworking gentleman, Brad. You got yourself a good man over there, Mrs. Feingold.
A true legend.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes it's tough to do both for the man. The guy is on a tough schedule. So, no Brad this week.
He's a cowboy and a truck driver.
I mean, that's the modern-day cowboy, right?
That's savage.
You know? Oh, like, yeah. That is the modern-day cowboy, is a trucker.
Mm-hmm.
But he still has yet to ride a horse. So, we cannot give him cowboy status.
That is true.
Yeah, he's country, not cowboy.
Country, there you go.
Talking about practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by our man, Patrick Riley. A real estate professional with Century 21 Select, specializing in properties in Chico and Butte Meadows. Patrick is dedicated to helping buyers and sellers achieve their real estate goals with kind, quality service. Patrick can be reached at 530-588-6593. That is 530-588-6593 or on the Facebook. Shouts to you, Patrick, for always being there for us. And like Patrick's always there for us, it is Monday, 5:32, and talking about practice is here for you. Let's get it started, y'all. Starting now.
And now, it's time we take a deep dive.
Wrong one. Starting
let's
now.
Go.
I'm running the board, y'all. I can't do it all.
Not a game. Not a game. Not a game. Talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
That is right, y'all. Talking about practice happening right now. I am your host for the day, Derek Osamaki. I am joined with me, my degenerate fool out there, the gambler who does not lose, except when he loses, but he always wins because he's a true gambler. Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby.
My man, a proud fan of your NFC champion, 49ers.
Ooh-wee.
We definitely will be getting into that very shortly because we did have Championship Sunday. Championship Sunday. But I want to do a little office cleanup first, I guess you could say. Because as I mentioned at the top of the show right now, glorious day out there. Hope everyone took part in it.
Beautiful day.
Went out there. My goodness, how much do I hate mosquitoes?
Dude, they're everywhere.
I'm going to give me one quick second right now. I think I should have it all right now. But here we go. Give me one second. Yep.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Gosh dang mosquitoes. Mm-hmm. My goodness.
Yeah.
They are awful.
Yes.
Like, why are they on this planet?
Just can like we, flies.
Like, Noah, my dude, you could have left anything off the ark and you brought those two bad boys on. Like, come on. Come on, my dude.
It's like, come on.
Come on. We don't need those bad boys. Nope. They don't do anything. Mosquitoes and cockroaches, two of the most vile things on this planet. Cockroaches are just ugly to look at, and they scare the living daylights out of me. Mosquitoes are pesky, disgusting, and kill more animals than most things on the planet right now.
That's wild. That's
damn malaria. Insane. Just think about that, you know? Mosquitoes, killers out there. So every single time I kill a mosquito, I feel like I'm doing my part. I hope you guys did your part today. Trying to get eaten alive. I luckily don't have the type of blood they know they like, because there's a certain type of blood that like.
Some people just attract.
I think it's like an O thing. I think if you got that special O blood, they really like that stuff. I got well level blood. You know, like I'm like a well level vodka or something like that.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
Like I'm just there.
Yeah.
Like if they can't have anything else, they'll take my blood.
It's like,
you know,
all right.
If I get some top shelf stuff for the same price, I'm going top shelf. Okay,
I'm going to that guy.
I'm getting them O negative right now. Oh, you got some A positive? You got the AB negative. Ooh, that rare stuff. That stuff you can barely find. I'm sure the mosquitoes love themselves when they find one of those AB negative.
I got
negative
one over
people.
Here, guys.
Yeah.
Let's go.
They just start calling the boys over. Like, yo, this is where it's at. This is the juice.
Like a bat signal.
Yeah.
This house, this person, black shirt, he's right here.
They probably have a committee of like where the best blood is in town.
100%.
Yeah,
dude.
No. These easily. Mosquitoes. Just wipe them off the planet. Do your part, you guys. Kill a mosquito today.
Yeah. You probably, for one mosquito you kill, you save animal, farm animal.
You never know.
A lot of things.
Another person getting a mosquito bite. Because mosquito bites are awful, too.
They're
okay?
The worst.
Like,
they're annoying.
You paper cuts, mosquito bites, ugh. You know?
Oh, God.
Can't do anything about them except suffer through the pain. But like I said, we are a sports show, so we'll get into the little sports because, like I did say, it was Championship Sunday yesterday, and that is a glorious day in
football.
Beautiful day. Beautiful day in all the sports right there. Not the most glorious, but definitely a fantastic day. Why? Because you get the ultimate prize in sports, a trip to the Super Bowl. So shouts to our San Francisco 49ers and, once again, the Kansas City Chiefs for becoming an all-red Super Bowl.
All-red, yeah.
I think the NFL caught on to us knowing the Super Bowl logo as what teams to go for. So they're like, nope, can't happen this year. Fools ya. Gotcha.
They're like, not.
So the script was written, then rewritten again as we have that Super Bowl set up right now. So we got to start with the hometown team right now. This town is obviously with its vicinity to the Bay Area, to the San Francisco 49ers. You're going to have a lot of fandom up here. So shout out to the 49er fans out there as you are able to experience yet another trip to the Super Bowl. A team that, let's face it, has been tantalizing, dancing around the big dance for a very long time.
Quite some time.
Ever since your tragic loss in 2020, was it?
2020 against the Chiefs.
Against the Chiefs.
And then 2012 against the Ravens.
Against the Ravens. Tough ones. Tough L's to take. Hopefully it don't come in threes. This is a good one, though. But we'll get to the games right now because we did have some fantastic games. My goodness. We'll start with our Detroit Niner game and how much of a bag Detroit fumbled.
Ooh-wee.
My goodness, did Detroit have the team on the ropes and they failed to stomp on the neck?
They had it.
You had it.
They had it.
All you had to do was get one more drive to score in the second half. So many chances they were let slip through their fingers. And that just kind of goes to show a team that is new to the game and being good, and a team that knows how to hold its own when the going gets tough. And the Niners showed a lot of fortitude in that game, overcoming a 17-point deficit. 17-point deficit. First team to do that. So, once again, Detroit, first team to lose a 17-point advantage going into the second half. But my goodness, did the Niners come out that second half? Because that first half, awful. Terrible-looking team. Defense was nowhere to be found. Detroit was doing whatever they wanted to.
Every play they were getting
their
six,
run game
seven,
was,
8 yards.
Was a positive 5-plus yards every single time. And when your run game is like that and you're able to get first downs consistently, the teams get tired very quickly. And the Niners looked like they wanted no part of this Detroit Lions team.
Not at all.
But whatever juice they started drinking in the halftime, shout out to you, Kyle Shanahan. You did something right. You got this team back into gear. And you made Detroit feel like the Detroit of old in that second half.
Yeah, it was wild. I was surprised to witness that second half. I wasn't really surprised in the first half. Because we've been playing slow this whole year in the first half. Teams run up the middle, blah, blah. We always came back. But it's an NFC Championship game.
And we can't be doing that.
We can't be doing that. And the Lions are the Lions. They're a hot team. They've been playing really good. They won 12 games this season.
Their running back duo of Montgomery and Gibbs is disgusting. But more importantly, Amon St. Brown, a dude.
The truth.
That is a dude right there that he gives you tough catches. He makes a catch when you really need it. In that first half, they were making all those catches right there. They were keeping the drives alive. And really, it should have been more probably.
Could have been more.
But again, Niners, man, I got to give you that second half. You really slipped, you turned it around 100%, 180 right there. Defense came alive, really started stepping up. But then you also had some big momentum switches that really, really went the Niner way. In particular, the helmet bounce off the defender into Brandon Ayuk's hands.
Which was unreal.
That is.
That never happens.
That pretty much, that was like, that was the coin flip that one little finding a lucky penny right there.
Oh, yeah.
That got everything really solidified that this is going to happen for the Niners. When I saw that play happen, I was like, okay, Detroit, you lost it. That type of momentum swing, because when you get to this point in time in the season, it's obviously the physical thing is such an important aspect, but mental is such a big thing because you're drained. Mm-hmm. You've gone through this entire season right there, and how can you respond to getting hit in the face? And the Niners responded admirably. They just found it fantastic to get hit in the face. But when the Lions did, they couldn't take it. They didn't know how to get back up and how to keep taking them. And that momentum swing alone was just, that was a huge one right there. And ultimately, Niners finished with the right end of the spectrum.
With the great dub. Dan Campbell, as we all know, he's been so aggressive in this going on a fourth down, which is great.
Yeah.
You know, that wins games, but you can't win them all.
Yeah, you're going to shoot yourself in the foot.
And when you're down by three in field goal range to tie the game with, six, seven, you have to kick it and tie the damn game. And what happens? They go for it fourth and three, and they get shut down for the second time.
Now, granted, that play could have worked. It was just a drop pass.
Yeah.
That was there. It was there. Just they were just weren't making the plays when they really needed to. But other than that, I mean, they were right there. And I feel for Detroit and what they went through, because they just went through
crazy.
All the emotions in that game, because they were thinking this is theirs to lose. There's the win right there.
Oh,
and they completely fumbled the bag. And the Niners, you know how to fight back. And that's a big, big testament win for you. And now, granted, you know, once you get the 2 weeks off, I think the momentum kind of thing is lost at this point in time. It's just going to be a face-off between two teams as who's going to be the best. And unfortunately for you, you're going to have to go up against quite possibly the best quarterback the NFL has ever seen.
Yeah, dude.
He's at least the best quarterback in the league right now.
100%.
And he pulled off some voodoo magic in that game.
Like they always do, man. The Chiefs always pull out these tricks out of their hat. And they're a great team. But when it matters and when they need to show up, they always do every single year.
And it really comes down to your quarterback. When you have a quarterback that you completely trust in, which they do and have in Patrick Mahomes, it makes everything kind of fall into place.
Yeah.
So, shouts to Kansas City fans. You're lucky. We're all jealous. We all wish we had something like that. We wish we had that stable girlfriend in our life that guided everything that made your life perfect, that cooked you dinner, that made the house a home. No, we get a 5'8 guy that can't see over his offensive line.
5'8? He's not 5'8, is he? No.
I think he's like 5'8. He's not 5'10, that's for sure. He's Drew Brees' line number.
Yeah, he's pretty short.
For those who know, it's Bryce Young I'm talking about of my Carolina Panthers. Okay, sorry. Had to bring it back to me. Always do. But again, so this Chiefs-Ravens game, all the hype, everything was on, we want the Ravens to win. Everything was thinking the Ravens were going to win.
Mm-hmm.
They had such an amazing team, and the Chiefs sputtered into the playoffs. But again, like you said, when they need to show up, they show up.
Every time.
Composure matters most, Patrick Mahomes has it. And some of those plays that he made to keep drives alive, to flick balls over to Travis Kelce, who had himself another phenomenal game. My goodness.
Great game. Yeah. 11 catches, 116 yards, and one tutty.
There's going to be a a Swift Kelce baby coming out soon, I feel. Probably the next, I would say in 9 months right now, we might see a Swift Kelce
baby.
There's
probably one in the oven already.
I would say they probably started cooking it last night.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, 100%.
I mean, it may be preemptive cooking, but either way, that was a big moment, and he showed up big. And again, a team that they showed they can win on the road now. They've done it twice. Patrick Mahomes plays legendary. But the biggest loss of it all was Kadarius Toney.
Dude.
Those who don't know the story right now, Kadarius Toney is the biggest loser of the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. doesn't know, the whole world's laughing at him, thinks they're all laughing with him, but they're laughing at him. Mr. Kadarius Toney was ruled out of the Kansas City Chiefs game. He was not ruled on the team because of injury/personal reasons.
Quote, unquote.
Quote, unquote. Now, Mr. Kadarius Toney didn't take too kindly to this covering the Chiefs did of him, and took to Instagram Live to proclaim that he is, in fact, healthy, and that this is all BS of that injury report. To which I say, Mr. Kadarius Toney, this is like your parent trying to shield you from the bad stuff, and you're like, no, I want it, and then you get all the criticism come your way. They didn't want you on the team because you're obviously a detriment to them.
Bad luck, dude.
You...
the worst.
You are... Your hands are cancerous.
Yep.
And they spread throughout that entire team, and they needed to get rid of you. So what do they do? They just lobbed you off. And they did so as unkindly as possible by saying you were injured / personal reasons why you're not there, when the rest of the world knew it probably was that.
Exactly.
But then you wanted to go out there and solidify the fact that they didn't want you on that team because you're ass.
Yeah.
And by saying that you're not injured. So Mr. Kadarius Toney.
And he just cost himself maybe a trip to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know?
He probably won't be there right now either.
No, there's no way.
No way that they're going to now.
No way. After that, no way.
You went against a team and their protocols right there. They tried to give you a little let you down nice.
Yeah.
They tried to be like, it's not you, it's us, when in reality, it's you. They should have just been honest from the start. Kadarius Toney, you're terrible. We should have just cut you. That's what they should have just done.
Yeah.
So you got it over with. But they try to let you down smooth. You never like to be let down smooth. But unfortunately, the rest of the world knew you're being let down smooth. You didn't realize you let me down, letting me down smooth. You were not realize. Kadarius Toney was unaware that he was trying to be let down smooth.
Yes.
Take a look in the mirror, my dude.
You're not
you
that good.
Were protected for this entire season by Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Time after time. I still believe in him. I still trust him. And what happens? You fail every single damn time.
And then you shoot yourself in the foot. Utterly embarrassingly. So thank you again, Mr. Kadarius Toney, for your
shout out to you, homie.
Your brilliance out there this past weekend, and for yourself probably not going to Las Vegas.
No.
If you're just going to be on your own dime.
Yeah,
you're buying your own ticket.
Paying, yeah.
You want to go there? Hey, man, Vegas is a free city. Go there if you want.
He's flying coach.
Yeah.
Staying at the Hard Rock, you know.
I mean, he's going to get a ring if they do win, but like...
They're not going to win, dude.
They're probably not.
I hope not.
I feel like at this point in time, something's written in the stars right now that they're going to... The Niners have had a lot of luck, but it's panning out for them, and they're going to figure it out.
Yeah, because we have been playing not well.
Your defense is... Unfortunately, it's your defense.
Yeah, and our defense, we have the most expensive D-line in the whole damn league, and we finally get a sack this past weekend. Yeah, we had two sacks yesterday. Bosa had his first sacks of the playoffs ever. It's like, thank you. It's about time.
About time.
But
the only thing that is going to be the biggest thing, though, is Patrick Mahomes versus Brock Purdy, and Patrick Mahomes in a landslide.
Yep.
That's the most lopsided look at it.
Matchup. Oh,
yeah. Just in terms of like what it has. Because the Chiefs, they have a good defense, too.
They have a great
defense. You can't deny that Chiefs defense. What... Snead is on in that secondary. He is phenomenal, and he showed himself up in that game because, let's face it, as much as we did talk about and laughed at Kadarius Toney right now, we do got to give a proper look at this Chiefs defense and how they're able to handle Lamar Jackson. My goodness. How they could handle Lamar Jackson and how they made him look
like an average quarterback.
Yeah. Like, he's you not. Realize... Like,
that's a great team.
Not even just an average... He looked like a very basic quarterback.
Yeah.
They kept him one-dimensional. He couldn't even really run. He was not... if you can you look up his rushing yards? Yeah. Like, what his stats were?
His 8 carries for 54 yards.
That's not enough.
No. 20 for 37, 272, with one touchdown and one pick.
And one catch himself that he threw.
And one catch.
Yeah, which was amazing. If he took that to the house, that would have been the most amazing play of all time right there. And I'd be like, give him all the awards possible. But unfortunately for you, Lamar Jackson, if you can't throw the ball, if you don't have the best throwing game, that's okay. We can understand that they're going to do it. But you got to be at least giving me rushing all over them.
A shot.
Running all over the place. And the Chiefs were able to keep him within the pocket and keep them from not running against him.
Dude, not only him, the whole Baltimore rushing attack. They only had, between Lamar and Gus Edwards, they had 11 total carries.
They forced him
to
have to
throw. The whole game.
They forced him to have to throw.
Yeah.
And
it worked because he played like poop.
And they did. And, I mean, shouts to the Kansas City Chiefs for finally having a defense right now. And that's the thing that's scary, too. You have Patrick Mahomes with a...
With one receiver. I mean, well, you got, Kelce Rice.
Kelce Rice, and then Pacheco is nasty, too.
Beast, dude.
As much as we were just saying this could be an easy game, this should be an easy win for the Niners, the more I think about it, it's not going to be easy. This is going to be a fun...
is playoff Mahomes, this playoff Chiefs,
and
playoffs Andy Reid.
And you got Andy... Yeah, exactly. You got Andy Reid.
That's
Mr.
There,
Cheeseburger himself, my dude. Like, if anyone ever embodied a cheeseburger, it's Andy Reid.
Oh, 100%.
Like, that mustache is glorious.
He really
looks
is.
Phenomenal. So, shouts to Andy Reid in that for once again He's getting himself. He's going to become one of the going to be considered one of the best coaches of all time.
Yeah, I mean he's been there, especially with the Chiefs, the Eagles.
If he wins this one, he for sure is going to be.
Oh, on your boy, this is going to be what it's going to be. Him and Belichick. If he does win,
yeah,
or is it second? No,
this
will
be his third.
Third, yeah.
Because third, and with the Kansas City, obviously took one team, took the Eagles there, mm-hmm. didn't win, but my dude is legendary. So shouts to Andy Reid.
Yeah, great
continue doing it. Just stay alive, my dude. Sometimes
yeah. It died a little bit, bro.
Just stay alive. Just please. We need you there. We need you.
Yeah.
So, my guy, we appreciate everything that Championship Sunday did for us.
It's a great day.
It was.
It was an unexpected start. Great finish. Watching it with the crew, everyone was stressed out.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Moving seats, changing jerseys. I went shirtless for a second, put the shirt back on. It was a stressful day. But it ended... I mean, come on.
Those are the best.
Nice comeback, dude. Yeah.
Those are the best ones right there.
It was
when you're
wild,
down and
man.
Out and then you come back at the brink. Oh, yeah. That's a fantastic type of win right there. So I'm sure Niner fans everywhere are enjoying themselves today. You got 2 weeks to enjoy it right now, y'all. Have fun.
We have one more.
Bask in the glory, baby. Because we're going to have a little, it's going to be Super Bowl. Super Bowl's coming up now.
Yeah.
Man, we're almost there.
I know. It's kind of sad.
Season's almost over.
I know.
We're going to get the Pro Bowl next weekend. Ugh.
Dude, I just found that it's flag football.
Yeah, it's been flag football. It started last year, I think.
Oh, really? I was like, what?
I mean, ever since they started doing that skills game, they never really do a real game anymore. I think the flag football started last year.
7-on-7 or something random.
I mean, at this point in time right now, it's just like, yeah.
It's pointless.
It's like for the kids.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And for them to like enjoy some time in Hawaii. They don't even go to Hawaii anymore, actually.
No, they don't. That's probably in Vegas.
I think it's in Vegas. Yeah, you're right. That's sad. Like, if he was in Hawaii, he'd be like, yeah, at least I'm going to Hawaii
take
for a little bit.
Take the kids on vacation quick, blah, blah. Earn
sign
whatever
me up
extra
for that.
More money that you get per player. But
yeah, but I guess, we'll never get any more crazy Pro Bowl moments.
No. No more Sean Taylor devastating the kicker.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, Sean Taylor.
Sean Taylor.
I thought you said Marshawn. But yeah, Sean Taylor, absolutely obliterating.
It was a kicker, right?
Yeah, it was a kicker.
Or was it...
Or a punter.
Grossman.
No, it was a kicker.
It was a kicker.
It was a kicker. the one guy that did not deserve it in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, poor dude.
Absolutely lit up.
Got killed.
By Sean Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
I know. Gone too soon, man. What could have been? What could have been? Once again, you guys, we appreciate you for lending your ears for us for our show right now. This is 90.1 KZFR Chico. Listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. It's going to be an interesting time right now because we've got a lot of time to fill.
We do indeed.
And it's going to be... I can't get Aaron on the line because I don't know how to. Rudy doesn't know how to either.
I have no idea.
Yeah, no, Rudy has no
clue
right now.
I was like, dude,
if
Derek's late, I'm like, I don't know how to work this board.
No.
It'd
be a tough go right now if I didn't somehow a car accident or something took me right then and there.
No, don't say that.
Never the chance right now. But again, we appreciate you for sticking through this catastrophe. But usually the car wrecks are the best ones to watch.
Oh, yeah.
So keep watching, guys. It's going to get better.
It's going to be on repeat and repeat and repeat.
So we do want to obviously thank our... generous contributions, our generous supporters, and by Friends of the Arts, your state local partner with the California Arts Council. Since 2001, Friends of the Arts has been creating economic opportunity by producing, supporting events, and publishing a bi-monthly arts and culture newsletters. To stay in the know or to have your event listed, visit friendsof.art. Okay.
Nice.
Friendsof.art. Is that a... You can go to friendsof.art?
I guess so.
Dot art is a thing?
It has to be, right?
That's what the thing says.
They're paying for it. I hope it is.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I'm Ron Burgundy over here. What's said on there is what I will read, okay?
Every time.
It's
my job.
Time.
I get paid to do that.
Yeah, okay. If I don't read it as is, problems.
Yes.
So friendsof.art.
All that good stuff.
Okay. We'll get into the news right now because that's a natural transition into it. And so let's do it. Let's do some news, shall we?
Let's do it.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That was right, y'all. time for the news. So for this first story of the day, we take you to the world's Florida, Russia.
Nice.
Now, Russia's a crazy spot. We all know that. That's you're tough if you come from Russia. Like, I would be scared. Yeah.
Savage.
Savage, 100%. You survived the elements, government corruption, and communism.
Everything.
Iron Curtain, Stalin, Lenin, all of the above.
The list goes on.
It doesn't stop. But certain things do still get you. Nature is still tough. And for my man, had himself a tough week. Actually, started off pretty good. So we take you to the Saratova, city of Saratova in southwestern Russia, where a man happened to be found himself in a fire in his apartment building.
Oh.
Scary times. Now, he's on the fourth floor.
Ouch.
Does not look good.
That'll be sketch.
Got himself out of that fire, though.
Nice.
So shouts to my dude. Yeah. Get himself out of that fire.
In an apartment complex?
In an apartment complex.
That's wild.
Yeah. Fourth floor apartment, gets out. Good for him. Unfortunately for him, he wasted his good luck on that one fire. Because 2 days later, he finds himself in another fire in another building that he does not get out of.
No way.
Yeah.
Gets
out of one fire into the furnace.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tough way.
How?
Like, you gotta be feeling such high after getting out of that fire. Like, yeah! Dude. Can't touch me right now. And 2 days later.
48 hours, boom.
Another fire. Like, I would be skeptical of who this guy is right now. Like,
yeah, he has some bad karma.
Good thing the fire got him this time.
Yeah.
Because you never know. Next place he got it, might have gone. Probably a pyromaniac or some nature, you know? My dude's got some fetish that he needs to fulfill.
Mm-hmm.
And he did fulfill it. Finally fulfilled.
Finally.
Yeah. The fulfillment. Fully fulfilled. But yeah. So, careful out there, guys, when you're playing with fire. Or fire in general.
Yeah, fire's not fun. Only when it's controlled.
Yeah, yeah.
Like fireworks. But that's not really a fire.
Like a campfire.
Campfire, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, who doesn't love working s'mores on a campfire?
Good old campfire. Just like, the smell of that.
Mm, takes me back.
Yes.
So, yeah. One fire to another fire. Tough way to go.
That's wild.
You're thinking, like, yo, I'm good. I'm good. I know how to handle this.
And Mom, then, guess what? And then.
Nope. Boom. Another one. All right. So, for this one, we bring you back home right now. Back into our region here. Of California, where, actually Northern California, the little good old Livermore area.
NorCal, oh, yeah, okay.
We're in NorCal. We all aware of the weather we've been having, a lot of the rain we've been having. That means creeks and streams are a little crazier than normal. And my lady found out the hard way that water,
it's nothing you want to mess with.
Nothing you want to mess with. She was crossing a creek, the Del Valle Creek.
She driving or walking?
She was driving.
Okay.
Car gets stuck.
Oh.
Flipped over.
Oh.
Finds herself stranded.
Damn.
On the bottom of her truck, which is on top.
Yeah.
So, truck flipped over. She's on above water. Happens at night.
Ooh.
Doesn't get found out until 15 hours later. Lady's still hanging on to that top of that truck.
No way.
Well, bottom of the truck. That's down top.
Bottom of the top, yeah.
Bottom top. Gets herself rescued from a helicopter.
That is wild.
Because a person in a nearby campsite found her the next morning. Got her some help. Crazy. 15 hours my lady survived out there.
They should make a movie out of that.
That's savagery right there.
Yeah.
Shouts to you, lady.
Wow. Okay.
Hanging on.
Yeah.
And that's got to be a tough way to, like, because she says she's made that crossing many times. So she was aware of what to do. In normal situations.
Probably, yeah, she's probably seen this. Oh,
yeah, not a big deal.
I've done this before, yeah.
Oh, no, rushing water is nothing to mess with.
Especially at night, dude.
Yeah,
come on.
Scary times, and I shout to that lady who has herself a story to tell for years and years to come.
That's some courage right there, dude.
Probably therapy, too.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
Probably will never want to cross the creek ever again.
She probably never wants to see water for quite some time.
Quite some time, yeah. Shower's going to be tough.
Yes.
You know?
Good luck.
Yeah. Gotta stay clean, though. Gotta stay clean.
Oh, man.
All right, one last news story for us here. To end on a fun note right now. Now, I don't know about you guys. Apparently, For me, it's not for me. They're not marketed for me. I'm not one of the consumers. But they're taking the world by storm. Most, you probably know most people in your life of the female persuasion have a Stanley Cup in their life, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's got a Stanley Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Stanley Cup is the new thing right
yep.
now. Stanley Cups have replaced water bottles in all shapes and forms. I don't know why. Everywhere. I guess a handle and a straw makes it all convenient.
They're so big, too.
They are.
They're huge.
I think the idea of, like, you can fill it up one time and you don't, like, you can get all your liquid in for one day.
Yeah.
When you feel accomplished in your life. And a straw and a handle make it easier.
Yeah.
Which I will agree, a straw and a handle makes it nice, I'm sure.
That is true, yeah.
And it's a known fact, women like to have a straw.
Mm-hmm.
When you're serving a drink to a lady, make sure there's a straw in there.
Always.
She always wants a straw.
So if there's not one, she's going to ask for one.
She's going to ask for one.
Every time.
So if you're in your server, new servers in training,
yep.
bring straws to the ladies
yeah,
for
that,
the drinks.
That whole turtle situation's done.
It's,
you know, that was just a phase.
Yeah, that was a phase. I think we all realize turtles are dying on vast number of other things, not just straws.
Yeah.
So you know
it's
what?
It's just companies trying to make us buy their certain...
Paper.
Paper straws, which were the worst.
They probably have these excess paper and like, what can we do with this paper? Let's make some straws out of it and then sell them to stop making these ones so we can sell these ones for a little bit of time.
Yep.
Got us. You got us.
Yep.
You're so smooth.
Like they do every time.
And we sucked on that teat right away. We're like, give us those paper straws that will melt in my mouth instantaneously.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. It's terrible. If you're still handing out a paper straw, get with the program.
Come
we don't
on,
care
dude.
Anymore.
That was
right?
like 8 years ago.
Yeah. Please stop. All right. Give us the plastic.
It's annoying.
Burn it to the ground. All right. We'll be right there with you. So, Stanley Cups. Yes. We're talking Stanley Cups right now. Yeah. Sidetrack. No, we need these sidetracks. So, my lady over here in Roseville. So,
ooh,
we go get a little closer right now. Getting closer to home right now.
Oh, like an hour away.
The crime is coming closer to home.
No, that's not
girl
good.
My girl in Roseville had herself a doozy of a time at a local Walmart where she stole roughly 65. Stanley Cups.
Oh!
Valued at $2,500, which I thought was kind of low.
That's
I thought like you would get like, I feel like they would be like $100 a piece. I don't know how much is a Stanley Cup.
Let's find out.
Because, again, not my market, no idea what they cost right now. And I think they do vary in size and style, so some of them cost more than others, I can imagine.
Cheapest ones I'm seeing is 35.
35, okay.
So that's probably the smallest one.
So 35, so we'll say an average of $60 for these cups then.
35,
45.
45,
okay.
And then,
I'm sure
50, yeah, it's at about 35 to 60.
35 to 60 is between your price range of the Stanley Cups.
Yeah.
Man,
that's a lot of cup.
Yeah, that's a lot of cup.
What'd she do? Just have two carts side by side and just stroll them out?
Apparently, yeah. Now we'll say I take it back. Now it wasn't just from one Walmart. It seems like it's from multiple places that she was taking it from.
Okay.
So it makes it a little bit easier.
Okay,
but either way, 65 Stanley Cups. My girl is thirsty.
Yeah,
you know. Well, actually, people out there are thirsty. And
everyone's thirsty.
Oh yeah, dude, I'm thirsty. But yeah, shouts to the. I mean, got caught, so, you know, be better at it next time. You know, if you're going to steal, you know, don't get caught.
Steal something else, you know, like...
I mean, there's a market for them. At least you're going to be able to sell them, you know?
I mean, I don't know.
But I mean,
if you're dumb enough to steal Stanley Cups, then you shouldn't be doing... Yeah, you're right.
I mean, you shouldn't steal anyway. That's, you know...
True.
That's, you know, Ten Commandments, y'all.
Make her money.
Okay?
I'm like, all right,
yeah,
ready.
Yeah,
be quiet.
On. Be better at life, all right? Yeah, don't steal.
Yeah, work for it.
That's lame too.
That's boring as well.
All right,
well, I do see a Stanley here for $150.
$150, okay.
A peach tie dye quencher, 40 ounce.
It just comes with a cup. Nothing in there, right?
No.
No? Wow.
No.
Okay.
It's a cup and a straw.
I mean, I get it because like, you know, branding and stuff, but like why are we so easy? We're just so easy.
Yeah.
Like can we have a little more self respect, people? Do you really need a Stanley Cup? Yeah, we do. She does. Get her the Stanley, bro.
She does.
She does. Yeah, get her the Stanley, bro. All right? She deserves it.
Those and, like, the Starbucks cups that they always come out during the holidays and everyone has a huge craze for them.
Yeah,
it's like,
bro,
it's just a stupid cup.
Yeah, I try not to go to Starbucks.
If I'm driving by a Dutch Bros, I'm stopping by there.
Okay.
If I'm driving by a Starbucks, I'm stopping by there.
I usually, if I'm in a city, I try to look for a local coffee joint.
Oh, there you go.
Shop local, y'all.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So shouts to like our naked lounges and our upper crusts.
True.
Love those places.
But it's always nice to go through a drive-thru.
It is nice to go through a drive-thru.
Only if you're driving, obviously. Yeah, if you're walking around and there's a local one, pop in.
But because I will say, if you can find some, you can find some gems out there, coffee shops that have some amazing pastries and stuff. Again, shouts to you, like Upper Crust.
Upper Crust is, it's delicious. Dude.
It's like my favorite breakfast in the world.
Dude, and one of the best tuna sandwiches in town.
I'll take your word on it. I love a good tuna sandwich.
I love tuna sandwiches.
Dude, why are tuna sandwiches so good? Take me back.
It's
man.
Good. It's simple. Less is more in food.
100%.
You know, 100%, and tuna is one of those things.
On a nice little toasted piece of bread, we're talking dirty to me right now.
Now I want a tuna sandwich.
Great. Dude, I'm not going to lie, because it sounds good right now.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. Sandwich. Well, tuna sandwiches and Sandy cups.
Yes.
That's what you get here at Talking About Practice. Yeah. Yeah. Quality entertainment for you. Quality information for you to take home to the Mrs. or Mr. So moving on back into the sports world, because, again, there is still sports going on that kind of are happening that I'm not really paying attention to, but I'm going to pretend like I'm paying attention to you, for you, the listener, because that's how much I care. I will say, I did actually watch this game. We all watched this past game.
Yeah.
On Saturday night, we saw, back in the association we're taking you to, where Rudy and myself are both Laker fans. So shouts to that fandom right there.
Hardcore, baby. Let's go.
We love our Lake show. And they took on the Warriors on Saturday.
In Golden State. In San Francisco.
They were, and it was a rocking good time.
What?
Double OT. Double OT ends a 1-point lead for the Lake show, so woohoo!
Take that dub, baby, let's go!
I know Warrior fans, you got not much to hang on to these days, but we'll take the dubs whenever we can get them right now, because
especially
the Lake show,
against them.
Especially against them. We love to win against them.
In a house full of Warrior fans.
It was a lot of Warrior fans. We were in a Warrior household, and we took a dub. It was nice to take a dub, especially on the road in the foreign territory.
Yes.
The enemy territory is always delicious. And this Warriors team that's struggling of late, it's fun to witness. Always fun to see the Kings fall. We love watching the...
Everyone does, in every sport.
In every sport. We like love watching you be dethroned if you've been there for a long time in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're all hoping the Kansas City Chiefs are being dethroned in the footballing world. Right now, we have loved watching the Warriors be dethroned in the basketball world, as they have been thoroughly pretty much in a tough suit right now. Now, the Lake show, not much better than them, though.
No, we're not.
They are not the number one team in L.A. We have been thoroughly dominated by the Clippers.
Which are rolling right now.
Which are on a roll that, let's face it, they thought was going to happen right off the bat, but it takes teams to gel, time to gel, and they have gelled. They are gelling like a felon right now. And that team is disgusting, because you kind of forget how good Kawhi Leonard is, and he makes you forget.
Yeah,
he doesn't play.
He's a silent killer. You forget to realize,
like, oh my gosh, Kawhi Leonard will kill you.
Oh, he's still good.
Like, he's got two fingers on him. That's all he needs to kill you. Two fingers will do more damage than my body in general.
Oh, times like, ten. Mine and yours combined.
He is a freak of nature, and you pair him up with the likes of a James Harden, who. Say what you want about the guy.
He's still James
Harden. Still James Harden. And I hate that guy. I hate his beard. I hate his sack. That soft-ass chin of his. That's why he's got a beard.
Yeah.
He realizes he doesn't have a good facial structure, so he has to cover it up as much as possible. So he puts on a big beard, and he's like, ugh. But he's great. He's such a good basketball player. And then Paul George. You know, it's not the playoffs yet, so you don't have to worry about PG, playoff P. No playoff P problems yet, because the playoffs haven't started yet. And they have, who else is there, one more? They got
Russell Westbrook.
Russell Westbrook.
Which is, I mean, as much as I hated him on the Lakers.
Somehow
he got better.
It kind of annoys me that it's like, why are you so good with the Clippers right now?
Yeah.
And you couldn't do this with the Lakers. Now, granted, his shooting is still abysmal in terms of three-point shots. He's still not a good three-point shooter. But he's still doing so much more with the Clippers than he was with the Lakers. And it just annoys me that he couldn't figure it out, because I've always been a Russell Westbrook fan. That guy played.
All of us were.
With a tenacity, with a ferociousness that was not seen. It's seen very rarely. And the fact that he was able to average a triple double with 2 or 3 years. Just insane. Call it stat padding, whatever you want.
Yeah.
The guy still put up those numbers for an entire 82-game season.
He still got the rebounds, still got the assists, still got the points.
And the guy with that Thunder team with Kevin Durant was they were disgusting to witness. And to see this new reiteration of himself.
Yeah, I mean, he's balling right now.
He's doing really well.
23 minutes. 11.3 points, 4.3, 5.8 rebounds, and 4 assists a game.
That's a great stat line for a guy.
Bro.
And he's coming off the bench or he's starting? He's 23 minutes?
He's probably coming off the bench, I have seen him in a starting line.
Either way, the dude is still putting up a productive line for you. And it annoys me that he couldn't figure that out with the Lakers. Say what you want. I don't know what's going on in the Laker, that Laker team. It is LeBron, and LeBron James has a certain way about him. But this Laker team is not fun to watch.
No, it's boring. And, of course, Anthony Davis is playing one of the best career years that he has. Stat-wise, we're still losing games.
Still losing games.
Because one player can't win the damn game.
Our bench is...
not there.
It's got young, athletic guys in there, but nobody that's like solid. Nobody that I'm like, yes, that's the guy I want right now. Austin Reeves on the Lakers has been pathetic, not worth the money that he's wanting in that offseason. D'Angelo Russell had himself a couple of nice moments in that game. That three at the end of the game, and at the end of the second overtime, where it's just a spot-up three, was delightful to witness. But he still has his issues, too. So this Lake Show, I'm not confident in whatsoever, and they are, what, sitting 10th in the league right now?
Believe so, Chuck.
So they're in a playoff situation right now. Yep. They have to play off to get in the playoffs.
Playing games.
Playing games, yes. That's what they're called, playing games. Thank you. So,
yeah, it sucks, dude. But at the same time, we all know as long as LeBron's on that team, it's going to be his roster that's going to be what's going to be on the floor.
Yeah, and he makes decisions over there.
Yeah,
he's Papa Bron.
Yeah, we're currently sitting in ninth. Right now, at 24-23. At least we made it over 500.
Yes, so shouts to the Lake Show. But I guess what we also should be taking part in talking about is the tremendous, absolutely bonkers amount of scoring that's been going on in the NBA.
Yeah, what's going on, dude?
So shouts to Joel Embiid, starting this whole thing off by putting up a 70-piece. That was followed up with, on that same night, a Karl Anthony Towns, Mr. Old Cat, put himself up over 60 himself.
Yep.
But then it was a cherry on top when you had a Devin Booker 60-piece, but it was on top of a Luka Doncic 73-piece night.
Which is insane.
73. The scoring is going crazy right now, so it is insane to see what the numbers are going like right now. The scoring in general in the NBA has gone up tremendously. You see some of these stat lines, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, we got over-unders starting at like 240, bro.
That's stupid. Crazy. That's stupid right there. 240
is... And it hits every time.
You go over every single time.
Yeah.
You pick the over in every single basketball game at this point in time in your world because that's what's hitting and you'd be dumb not to. The scoring trends say that.
Yeah, I'm pulling up Luka's box score that game. 73 points, 25 for 33, which is insane. He only had 8 missed shots and 15 out of 16 from the line.
That's ridiculous.
That's insane.
Now, was this the anniversary of Kobe Bryant's 81-point night, or was that Joel Embiid's 70-point night?
I think it was the anniversary.
One of those was the anniversary of Kobe Bryant's 81-point night.
Yeah, because I know everything was within like 48 hours or something like that.
Yeah.
All those three scores, Cat, Booker,
Doncic, all
within like 2 days. So that's why it was still crazy, but when you have three other players doing it too, like, come on, guys.
It is kind of...
It was 140 to see how much
these points records are being put up right now. It does make it kind of crazy to think about what Kobe Bryant did on his 81-point night.
Yeah, when defense was actually being played.
And just the fact that, granted, in his time, nothing happened like that ever, but ever since his time has ended from playing in the career, this new era has come into play. 60 points are not that unheard of at this point. It's not to say unheard of. It's still an amazing...
It's a feat.
Still an amazing feat, and it still should be celebrated. But they're happening rather often by a myriad of players. They're not doing it consistently. We have a number of players putting up that type of number, putting up a 60-point night right there. But there is an amazing stretch that just showcases in one of Kobe Bryant's years where he was had a 12-game stretch where he was like over 40 points each game in a row.
Which was
crazy. Sorry, I just want to go back down a little Kobe Bryant memory path because we love that man. He will forever and always be our goat.
Oh, yeah.
always better. He's a Lister Laker right now. And one of the reasons why I cannot stand this Lakers team is because they do not have that Mamba mentality in any way, shape, or form. They have the LeBron mentality, and that's not conducive to winning, I feel.
Not even close to what Kobe had.
No, not even close to it. But yeah, that's enough LeBron talk. But shouts to the association for putting on quality entertainment for us.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you the stats for the averaging of the top five scores.
Yeah, let's do it.
Embiid, 36. Luka, 34. Georgius Alexander, 31. Giannis, 31. Booker, 28. Those are the top five.
That's just stupid right there.
Crazy,
that's
crazy, bro.
Stupid. Like, that's ridiculous.
I know Joel and Luka did score those crazy amount of points, but still, 36 and 34, bro.
Embiid is having himself a spectacular season, so shouts to Embiid. Hopefully this is a chance for him to actually play in a conference finals game. He has yet to do that. Hopefully this is a chance for him to really showcase that he is. If we got a 76ers-Nuggets pairing, I think that would be a phenomenal showdown of the biggest of bigs and the two best players in the NBA, most likely, in Jokic. And
which happened on Saturday, but Joel was a late scratch.
He was a late scratch, so unfortunately that we didn't get to see that actually happen.
But in the finals, that would be an epic showdown.
A seven-game showdown? Woo! Please sign me up. Now, before we do get off the association and all that entertainment brings us to us, we do have to acknowledge the fact that what the Milwaukee Bucks did over this past
week. Wild, dude.
A crazy situation happening, unfolding over there as they had what is their record? 34-11,
I believe. 34-11.
Either way, there's top five in the East at this point in time. Had some struggles.
32-14.
And they're second in the East right now.
Behind
second
Boston.
In the East right now, 32-14. Having themselves a quality season. Nothing to write home about. They obviously were mad about their losses to the Indiana Pacers, who are having themselves quite the season.
Dude, the Pacers are solid, bro. And I don't know why they're like complaining about them, because they have a great team over there.
Yeah, so the Bucks, for some unnatural reason, have the hatred towards these Pacers, and they have kerfuffled them, causing them to be disjointed and not see eye to eye with their head coach. When I say they, I mean Giannis.
Yeah.
Not see eye to eye with their head coach and Adrian Griffin. So what do? You got to appease your star talent. That's Giannis Antetokounmpo. That dude's your past, present, and future.
Yeah, he's everything to the Bucks.
He has won you a title.
Yep.
So you get rid of him. Not Giannis. You get rid of Adrian Griffin. Bye, Adrian Griffin. So long.
Later, dude.
You're having yourself a fantastic start to the season. Your
first year, right?
First year
coach?
With them, yeah. And
it's insane.
You're off to second place in the East at this point in time. You're off to a quality start. You obviously had your losses. Didn't win the in-season tournament, which I don't know why anyone would care about that.
And then shout out to Lakers for pulling that stupid banner. Oh, God.
Did they pull it? Pull it down?
No. It's pulled up. Sorry.
Oh, I thought they took it down. I don't want that to ever hang.
No, I don't either.
That should never be hanging with any of our banners whatsoever.
No, that's not a banner.
I did hear that apparently the league forced them to hang a banner.
Oh, probably, yeah. But
I think
still,
they want you to make it as real as possible, so they wanted to solidify that. But
dumbest thing ever.
You know? What can I say? We are the in-season tournament champions.
At least we won
of the world. That's right. But either way, I digress. Back to our Adrian Griffin firing situation. So, sorry, Bucks. Second place not good enough for you, Adrian. Goodbye. Bring on their special assistant that they had throughout the season, Mr. Doc Rivers, who I would say did a nice job of sliding his way into this position
now. Yeah, he's
You know?
And that was pretty much within hours.
Said he didn't want to, wasn't trying to coach us here.
Yeah.
Wanted to take some time off. Was going to do a whole broadcasting situation. He's on ESPN. He's doing a little analyst,
yeah,
a little analyzing the game. But what is he really doing? No, he's cooking up a concoction of giving himself a chance to win another NBA title by being the head coach of one of the best players in the NBA, if not the best player in the NBA.
A great team they have.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, and then highlighting that with a nice little Dame Lillard on the side.
Yeah,
that's a nice course right there.
Forgot about him.
Can't forget about Dame, man. Dude. It is Dame time forever and always. And Doc Rivers did himself a quality job of getting rid of Adrian Griffin and signed his way in too.
Months ago.
Head coaching job of the Milwaukee Bucks. He did what Adrian Griffin didn't do. Be cool with Giannis.
Just be a homie.
Yeah. when you're a new guy and you're on a team like that and they have a brand new, they have a superstar,
yeah,
ingratiate yourself to that superstar.
That's your guy.
That's your guy.
You need him.
He runs
more than
him.
He
yeah,
needs you.
100%, man. You are expendable as a coach.
Yeah, Giannis is to stay there forever. We all know that.
They want Giannis as long as they possibly can keep him. They want to keep him happy.
There's no way they're going to keep a coach over Giannis.
So, Adrian Griffin,
coach.
Your job should be as number one, keep Giannis happy. Yeah. Two, win games.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
your order of events.
And
okay?
They were winning games, but not...
Not keeping Giannis happy.
Yes.
So, if you did two, but not one, doesn't matter.
Bye-bye.
If you did one without two, you can stick around.
Yeah.
You could keep Giannis happy and still be losing. Be like, Giannis like, no, I like this guy. And you still have a job for a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do number one, don't matter what number two is.
Bye-bye.
Sorry, Adrian. Deuces.
Oh, man.
On to the unemployment stage for you. I'm sure he'll find a job, which sucks for him, though, just because he obviously did get a buyout, so he's going to get some money.
Yeah,
you're going to get your pay.
But,
like, no matter what, it sucks that you're, like, you know, middle of the year. Hasta luego, baby.
Yeah, that's it sucks.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
And you're doing good. Yeah, he probably thinks, like, oh, I'm good. We're winning games right now. I may not have the best relationship with my guy right now, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Nope. It actually was figured out. You're not involved in the picture anymore. Yeah. Figure it out.
We did.
We figured it out without you.
You're not part of it anymore.
We do not need you right now. So, yeah. Buck fans.
What are you going to do?
Hopefully it comes together for you.
Yeah, hopefully Doc Rivers is that solution, that answer that you guys were looking for.
But has he ever been an answer for anyone's solution?
I mean, what happened in Philly?
Nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
They didn't make it to the conference finals.
No.
Never did.
We got bounced in the first round, I believe, every year.
And
maybe the second round.
They had that one time they lost to the Raptors. Wasn't that a conference semifinals, though? I think that was the semis.
Yeah, I don't think Joel's ever made it to the conference.
Yeah, I don't think he's never made a finals for sure. Finals, I don't believe he's ever made a conference finals either. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sticking by that claim. Fight me on it, y'all.
Yeah.
Please don't, actually. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
half
I don't
the time.
Want to fight either.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so enough basketball talk, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. So now we have a couple minutes right now. Is there anything that you need to alleviate? Any sports that you can give us? Any lines? Way we can fatten our pockets right now.
I have a couple of good prop bets for
you. You have some prop bets for us? Yeah, early prop bets for us.
Early prop bets.
Early prop bets for our Super Bowl coming up.
Super Bowl prop bets. I hate talking about this damn person because me and everyone in this whole damn world is tired of seeing this certain individual by the name of Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I've got to say, shout out to Taylor Swift.
Oh,
made her first Super Bowl. She made her first Super Bowl.
She
wow.
She made it.
First year in the league.
Her in the NFL. Dude. You know, I got you. You got you. Scratch my back. Over what, 300 mil?
$335 mil I saw.
Generated?
Generated money for the NFL.
By one person.
Yeah.
That is wild.
Shouts to you, T-Swizzle. But yeah, made your first Super Bowl in your first year of the league.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
That's really good.
That's good stuff right there.
So I'm taking.
She wasn't there for the full season, too. She came like halfway. It still wins the Super Bowl.
Like, I think they said late September.
Late
was
September.
Their first.
Wow. That was her first time. Yeah. Wow. First game.
So I'm taking one of the craziest prop bets I've seen. FanDuel in Canada is only doing this, so he can't do it in the U.S. yet. -250 that Travis Kelce will not propose on the field.
-250 that he won't.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think he's going
to. I don't
to.
Think so. No, that would be cheasy.
-250.
Yeah.
Those are pretty good odds.
Yeah.
Enough. So I'm gonna. If that somehow shows up in America, by all means, hammer it.
Yeah.
Another one. -120 during the national anthem. Will Taylor Swift be viewed on camera?
Ooh, okay, yeah,
100%. That's gonna do -120.
Yeah,
hammer that bad boy all day.
Now, I really do. Obviously, I'm not a Swiftie in any way.
Neither am I.
I honestly, if you ask me to name her one of her songs right now, bullet to my head, I'm getting the bullet to my head.
Yeah, I'm getting shot. I'm getting blasted.
Yeah, it's not. I'm not trying to say that she'd be like an anti Taylor Swift person. No, she's a lovely lady.
Yeah, she's a great career. Whatever.
That being said,
stay in your lane, homie.
I don't know where I was going with this right now. We were talking about national anthem.
Taylor Swift, you know, showing a song.
Yeah, yeah. Of course they're going to show her right there.
Yeah.
But like, do the Swifties like get off? Is that all they're watching the game just to see her?
Dude, yeah.
Like just to see her live.
Girls, bro. At least, like,
I guess I've never had a fandom for anyone that much that I've ever, I just want to see them for a glimpse in this. In
never
this,
like, have, never will.
Watching. Yeah.
I mean, no. Kobe Bryant, but I've seen him live. I'm not like, oh my god, it's, you know, I'm not fainting over here or anything like that.
Like he's at a like a fashion event or something. Like, yeah. I have to watch this fashion event that Kobe Bryant's just so I can see Kobe Bryant.
No, there. It's just the power that that girl has, the Swifties, where the following that girl has is insane.
I mean, I think the world needs for her to get something cooking with Travis Kelce, because, you know, we need a little more population in this world right now. I know we don't need more people, but we actually need more people. And I bet you if she gets a baby bump going, that's going to start everyone getting baby bumps going.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
buns going in the oven left and right if she gets pregnant right there.
There's going to be an incline during the same time that they have a kid.
We're going to talk about the boomer season after World War II.
This is going to be the
Kelce Swift boom right here. We're going to get in the 2020 year of 2024. The year of our Lord right there. That's the new boomer season.
That is
right
so
there.
True.
Yeah. Guaranteed. Dude, if she gets a bun in the oven, everyone gets buns in the oven.
Yeah. If that girl's getting a bun, every Swiftie is getting a bun. Doesn't matter if they're married or engaged or think this guy's hot. I'm getting.
Guys, get your cooking sheets out right there. It's bacon season, okay? It's bacon season.
Oh, man. That's going to be so funny when that because it most likely will happen.
I mean,
that's how crazy.
I hope at this point in time right now it's been all built up. If they don't get married, I'm going to be really excited when they break up. But at this point, I'm going to be pissed too. Like, I've invested so much right now.
And it's going to make her like $1 billion because everyone's going to buy that damn album.
Now a new album of like
the best album yet. You know.
So I mean, Travis Kelce just can't fumble this bag right now.
No,
he's got to be dumped by her.
And I think he knows that too.
Yeah, he can't do anything, any nefarious deeds whatsoever. They're watching him like a hawk.
Yeah.
You know, like they're on him.
Dude, they got the best security teams on both sides.
Well, you know? Exactly. So I'm just like, they have eyes everywhere.
That's what I'm
saying. He's got eyes on him at all times. Like he's not he can't do anything scandalous.
Nope.
She's got to be the one that breaks
close,
his heart.
Dude. Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
If it happens, she has to break his heart for him to have any chance of being.
She might kill him, dude, if that ever happens.
He might die a martyr then.
Yeah.
Yeah. That actually might be his best way to go. Just Taylor Swift for him to kill him. Like, that's probably what you can hope for his legacy to last on forever and ever.
Oh, man.
That or probably they'll be like, no, she killed him for a reason, actually. He probably did something really bad. That's why he deserved to die.
Yeah.
So actually don't die from her hands, because that'll make you infamous.
That is true.
She didn't break up with him. She killed him.
She must have done something
really bad. Oh, man. All right. Well.
Yeah.
But any more prop bets for us at all? Or
Yeah.
Okay.
Debo Samuel, Super Bowl MVP.
Debo for MVP.
+2,000.
+2. I like those.
So it's Patrick Mahomes' favorite at +180.
Okay.
Brock Purdy +230. CMC +350. Kelce +750. I just love Debo.
What's Kittle at?
Kittle is +3,000.
+3,000. Okay,
I like that
one.
Too.
That's a good
but
one.
But when's the last time a tight end's won an MVP?
That's
though?
Very true.
You know?
Yeah.
Has Kelce ever won it?
I don't think he
has.
Did Gronk ever win one?
Oh, maybe. No, it's always been.
It's always been Brady.
Brady, huh?
Because usually if one has a good game, that means the other guy's having a good game.
But it's always going to be. It's a QB-driven league.
Yeah.
But it could be different. Watch Kelce. Somehow, if the Chiefs win, Kelsey's going to get it because it's going to be Kelce and Swifty on the damn podium, and the whole world's going to love it.
Here's what I can see. I could see Kittle somehow getting it because the Chiefs, Savage. Purdy's going to have himself a tough game probably against that defensive line against the Chiefs because they are very good at getting to the quarterback.
Oh, yeah. And they're showing it.
Chris Jones is a Chandler Jones?
Chris Jones.
He's a savage out there. You can see him having to go for a comfort zone,
mm-hmm.
and Kittle is his comfort zone.
Oh, yeah, it's his place.
And especially if you're going to have a secondary that the Chiefs do, you're going to have to see those wide receivers get locked up a little bit.
Yep.
So this could be Kittle.
Short slants in the middle, you know,
and Kittle 10 yards
in.
Kittle throws some massive blocks, does some crazy things to like really put the team on his back, though.
You never know. You know what? I'm dropping on him, too. Just convinced me. Let's go, baby.
I did it, y'all. I did it.
Let's go.
Give you some more money. Give you some more ideas of how to make some money out there. Because it's prop season right there.
It is.
Prop season.
That's what the Super Bowl is about.
100%.
Dude, for the first time, it's even odds for heads and tails.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. It's even money +100 on both sides.
I feel like, too many people have been trying to make too much easy money on heads or tails.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, do that in your own personal life. Not here in the Super Bowl. No. Life or death there. But yeah, it's prop season and getting fat season.
Yep.
Yeah, prop season and junk food time is coming up. That's going to be, oh God, I love the food at a Super Bowl party.
Oh yeah, dude. Shout out to Darren and everyone, Steph and Dre and Sarah, that everyone brought food over. But Darren makes those Korean ribs that are just So damn good. Every time.
My dude taps into the one culture he's not, and he does something spectacular with those. Yeah.
They're so good, dude. I could eat those all day.
Yeah. Shouts to everyone that makes a quality spread on any game day.
Everyone does, because God knows I don't cook, so I'm grateful for everyone that does.
I have one dish I can make, and that's like my go-to dish. So like whenever you need me, just bring my bean dip, and I'm like, gotcha.
Oh, which is good.
Yeah, it's quality
bean
dip.
And you make that other, what else do you make? I know, that's your grandma's.
That was my grandma. Shouts to Abuelita. Yes. R.I.P., baby. We miss that. I miss my machaca.
Machaca.
It's favorite breakfast. Favorite breakfast in the world right there. If you ever have a chance to see it on any menu you go to in any quality Mexican establishment, get it.
You have to.
Yeah.
Every time.
You don't really see that often, though, but if you can,
Yeah.
Best type of meat.
It's worth it.
Yeah. So good. That's our show. We actually did it, y'all.